I'm curious how things are playing out in practice now since that December report in terms of node positive patients. Tom, are there any patients you've gotten the Oncotype on with node positive or any situations where you think you might?
I have done it an older patient with minimal nodal involvement, one of these T1 MYC patient, or I'm sorry, microscopic involvement. So not the I plus, not a overtly positive, but a microscopic involvement.
Antonio, that, you know, kind of from the beginning, the whole idea has been the patient and doc on the fence. You know, even when we were talking about node negative, if you knew for sure the patient wanted to get chemo, there's not much point in it. If you knew that for sure they didn't want it, does that kind of approach make sense in the node positive situation?
So I can say that I've been more or less thinking about these issues since the presentation by Kathy Albano, I think 2.5 years ago at San Antonio, when she already looked into patients with high ER, HER2 negative between 1 and 3 positive nodes, suggesting that those patients may actually postmenopausal may not benefit from the addition of anthracycline-based chemotherapy to tamoxifen. So I've been thinking about that, and I actually have had a few patients that I actually didn't want to give chemotherapy potentially for various reasons and did not give. Now that we have these data, looking at the Oncotype in that patient population, I actually have ordered maybe a handful or less. And it's funny that the first time that I ordered, I actually got a phone call from Genomic Health a couple of days later. Are you sure? Do you know that this is actually not approved or not being done and may not be reimbursed? And I have warned the patient about insurance issues and confirmed with the company that, yes, I wanted to order it. And since then, actually, the report has changed. The Oncotype DX report now does provide, when you order for someone with node-positive disease, provides you some of the data that were presented at San Antonio, so they are no longer questioning. I assume that the insurance companies are covering it. And I can tell you that the few times that I have ordered the test were in situations that I was not necessarily sitting on the fence, or in situations that I was actually very much inclined not to give chemotherapy, and I was looking in with the patient for that additional level of reassurance. And the few times that I've done, 3 or 4 times that I've done, invariably the results kept come back with a low recurrence score. So these were patients with a low-grade tumor, with a high ER, PR, HER2-negative tumors. So essentially, it has just reinforced a clinical bias that I had.